beautiful piece, Ice Prince Amani, featuring Oxlade on that beautiful song, Kolo. Just how you're feeling, Gaga, feeling Kolo for that person that you're in love with. Just the way I feel with my partner right here in the studio. How are you doing, Colin?
I'm good, I'm fine. And yeah, of course, that feeling is mutual, you know that for sure.
I hope.
You hope, you doubt?
I'm not doubting, I'm just kidding anyway. How are you doing?
I'm fine, you know.
It feels like it was a productive week.
It was a productive weekend, yeah. Yes. I mean, spending more time at home and paying attention to the things that I needed to pay attention to. And I must say thank you to you, as always, for always pointing me in that direction of, Colin, you should be doing this, you know, stuff like that. As little as those things are, they'll go a long way, trust me. And this is me saying that, guys, if you're a couple out there, I mean, especially if you're a woman, man, try and be there to point out your man in the direction. If he's doing something wrong, find the best way to let them know. Let them know. Don't keep quiet. Let them know, because whatever affects them affects you. Whatever
that's
affects
right.
you affects them. So that's it. If you've made up your mind to be together forever, that's the story. So
okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Lagos, Nigeria, I hope that you had a productive week just like Collins did, and I did as well. I'm hoping that you had a very restful week.
Weekend?
Yeah, weekend. Why am I saying week? Yeah, a restful weekend. I hope you had the time to relax, you know, spend time with your family. I hope you also, you know, had a time to check up on things that you had as backlog that, you know, you were supposed to address. Most of the time we're too, you know, we have a lot to do, and I'm going to check on it. And then, you know, you keep packing and having a backlog of things you're meant to do. So I hope that you were able to address those things that you wanted to address over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? I hope you're fine. We want to hear from you this morning. How are you feeling? It's a beautiful week. And I pray that this week will be productive. I pray that this week would, you know, yield good income. You know, because, mm-hmm. you know, money is still everything, eventually.
Money is still everything.
Eventually.
Okay.
It's still about the money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way the world is wired. So, guys, it'll be stupid of you or anyone to think that, money is not everything. Oh, money is not everything. I know. You should know the place of where money is not everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in life, generally, right now, the way the world operates... The fact that there are currencies, the fact that there are legal tenders, that means that money has a major role in our existence. So nobody should try to say, it's not about the money, it's about the money. And it's only that when it becomes, the love for it becomes much more than the love of other things, it becomes a problem. But never think for a second that money is relegated. And I don't know, you talked about getting things done and not allowing procrastination.
Yeah.
And I want to mention that it could be a business. Maybe you have a business idea you have in nursing, and then you're giving yourself excuses, you know, things like, I should have done this, but you know, this country the way it is, you know, quit giving excuses, guys. Just do something about it. Just act, because the truth is, you would not find that fulfillment if you know, most times you don't do what you really want to do. No matter what you're doing, what else you're doing, you always go back. It bites you somehow. Like every time you think about that thing, you'll be like, I should be doing this. And then the worst case scenario is when you see some people doing the exact thing you have been planning to do.
So why didn't you just do it?
You know, the only difference between you and those people doing it is that they have done it. They didn't give excuses. They didn't say, oh. And then you start giving yourself excuses like, well, that one, their family is big. You know, they have people. That guy don't hustle for years now. He knows his way.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know your way. You just have to identify your own way. I hope that is speaking to someone this morning, because that's me even talking to myself.
Preach. You really did have a productive week.
Yeah, it was indeed. 11 past 10, we are here again. Family talk will be ripe. In a matter of seconds, right?
Yeah, that's right. And today's conversation, I think that we've had a tiny little bit of that conversation some time back where we talked about flogging in schools, if it should be encouraged. Now, we're bringing it back home to asking you, you know, child discipline. When does it become child abuse?
Hmm.
I discipline my child. I flog him. I throw him inside room. I lock him inside there. Make him hear word. He's too stubborn. When I flog him, I break his head. I break it in a stubborn picking. And so it be. When does disciplining your child become
child abuse?
Child abuse.
Wow, several questions to ask on that topic. Many, many questions. So we try to examine, look at the thin line between child abuse and child discipline. Mm-hmm. All right. And the number of questions, one of them is, what's your preferred child disciplinary measure as a parent?
Yeah.
Which one do you adopt? Which one have you adopted and how does it work for you and why? And then to everyone listening out there, were you disciplined as a child? That's a more or less like a yes. But what kind of discipline
exactly.
did you
what
go
kind
through?
Did you experience?
Disciplinary measures. Mm-hmm. Hey, good. I remember some teachers alone. I want to cry, you know. But let's leave the school. I'm going to home, right?
Yes.
And very important.
There were several punishments. I think I went through. My uncles. Oh, shout out to you if you're listening. It shall be well with you and your children in Jesus' name. Oh my goodness.
We saw,
do you know what the one they call Okada?
Or I don't know.
Or pick pin.
Pick a pin. I know pick a pin. Yeah.
You don't know Okada.
I don't know Okada.
You don't know.
Maybe
Okada.
I don't know. That's what it's called.
Hey.
Remember, I did my own.
My God, not
my own discipline
okay.
was in Cameroon.
Now, how it is,
so
how it is,
same
how
thing
it is done,
here.
You will be asked to squat.
Okay.
So you know how you ride a bike and your hands are like this.
Yes.
On the what's it called? Is it steering now? They call it.
Well, the holder. Whatever.
Yeah. So you are squatting.
Uh huh.
And you're squatting halfway, not even very low. You're squatting halfway.
Yeah.
And then your hands are like this. For instance, I'm sitting on this chair.
Yeah.
And then he pushed this chair away.
For those who are streaming live, that's that. But you can do it properly so that those who are streaming live can see. Hope you can do it now.
The chair goes away.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like this.
Wow.
You're like that for 4 hours.
4 hours? What?
Yeah.
Oh, my, oh, my. Man, that's... I know so, that kind of punishment was given me in school.
Growing up, we used to bed wet. And then anytime we wake up, you know, and my uncles, are, you know, must have seen that. Did you, Dots?
Yeah.
Or he's the one to even wake us up and, you know, the whole place is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sure that we're going to receive punishments. Not even, be what?
Punishment,
like,
okay.
Punishment that day.
Disciplinary punishment.
Exactly. So you choose, it was in a paper, you're going to pick.
Wow.
Right? Is it that you pick ping, you ride Okada, or you push the wall. There's going to be an
imaginary wall.
Yeah. And you're going to stand there and make sure you push the wall till the wall falls down.
Imaginary
so
wall.
So you're pushing the wall.
No, I give up.
I don't know where he came up with all of those, you know, punishments. I don't know where he brought them. I don't know how he coined them. No. I don't know.
Was he Uncle Dave or Uncle Solomon?
Uncle Solomon. No.
Uncle Solo.
Like, he did. Uncle Solo. And it's amazing how I see his daughter and I'm like, you don't know what your father did to us. If I hold you.
Did you make up your mind that when you grow up, you're going to do the same to the daughters or the children of your uncles and aunts?
No,
you
not
You did
at
not.
All. Not at all.
But if you have the chance, you would try to let them taste a bit of that.
Funny enough, I've never even thought that, you know.
That's a word.
I've never, ever, ever thought about it.
But here's the thing. You know, that bed wet that you mentioned, I know that a lot of families and kids right now, even some adults, are going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how we did not look at it as it could be lifestyle. Maybe the child drinks a lot of water late at night. Maybe, you know,
them with at night.
Children play a lot normally.
Yeah.
So when they're tired, they're wasted. They sleep and forget themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
So instead of working on their lifestyle, you choose to see if you
to
do it,
them
we flog you.
Putting fear.
And they keep doing that. Is that the best way to address such a thing? Well, you know already that it's going to be a fun conversation from that introductory comments from Andrea. And of course, the story she shared with us, and you can join and share your own story, your own experience, but try and keep it short and simple so we can take as many calls as possible. And we'd also love to know what the weather is like. And by weather, I don't mean what the weatherman has told you or how the weather is rainy or sunny, but we want to know what the atmosphere atmospheric condition is like in your neighborhood, or what I call your lungu.
That's right. Remember to scream what's up, Lagos. Yep. We're right here to scream back at you. Cheers to life.
That's right.
All right, 0700-993-993-993 is the number, the magic number that you can call us through. All right, and if you're a woman, you can call 0146-57190. The WhatsApp number is
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We're streaming live on Facebook, I presume, and then on YouTube. We are Nigeria Info 99.3 on those platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can find us on these platforms where we're streaming live. And you can see the beautiful face of this amazingly talented woman beside me, Andrea Odobi.
Thank you for the compliment, Collins. Mm-hmm. So I decided to be on my natural hair.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, lovely.
Doing the whole Afro thing this morning.
I'm so happy, you know. I love it. She knows it's my best, you know, my best look of her, even though she looks beautiful all the way around. But, you know, it's my best look of her. I know a lot of men will be like, yes, so my brother. No. It's not yes, so my brother. There's not that natural. If a woman likes wig, let's buy her the most expensive one.
That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you for saying that. If she likes makeup, buy the most expensive makeup for her.
Yes, that's it. Ensure that she does the makeup the way you, not the way you necessarily like it, but the way you love to see it. You guys can come to a compromise. Because that day she makes me do makeup. I'll be like, for what now? What for now? Why?
Is it for you?
I know it's not for me, but you know, I should look at it and be, lovely. Yeah, I don't know. They're just elements of makeup that men see and appreciate. There are others that you'll be like, what for? Why this? Maybe we need some education on how it works.
I'm actually a minimalist when it comes to makeup. I don't think I love the, you know, so much colors and all of those. I don't like them. So I think the kind of makeup I do appeals to you.
Yeah, it does.
Just sometimes when I want to experiment.
Oh, and I say, and I have to commend you because it takes a lot. I see a lot of time you put in there sometimes to get it. You know, to get it done. I say, well,
it's
it takes
not,
a lot.
It's not
well,
easy.
Well done.
Thank you.
You know, easy.
Even to draw eyebrow these days.
That's quite a tough one, right?
Yes, right.
Lagos is calling, and we are ready to take your calls. I hope this call will be screened. If there's anyone there to do that, let that happen now so we can have the best quality calls go on the air. 0700-993-993-993.
And if you're a woman, 01465-7190. Our conversation today, don't mind that we're talking about makeups or not. That's not our conversation today. That's for those of you who are just tuning in. So we're asking the question, where do you draw the line between child discipline and child abuse? What is even the difference? Actually, be like, If I flog my child, some people are of the opinion that if I ever hit my child, I'm abusing my child.
Yep.
Some people feel like, no, I'm disciplining. I'm disciplining him. You know, I'm going to make sure he, you know, understands what it is to be disciplined. Right. So let us know from your point of view, the side of divide that you fall. Where do we also draw the line? When does it become child abuse? Hit us up. But first, you know, we want to hear from you how you're feeling. Then what's the atmospheric condition in your neighborhood this morning? 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Top of the morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Whoop. Yeah, good morning.
But you do have made the difference. Just as Andrella, the Israelite, the queen, made the difference. Hello. And the man from the Kalahari Desert. Colin Seker. Hello, Ebi, thy name.
Oli Adao.
As regards to discipline, you know, the old method is man-made. But according to educational line, that once a child is above 10 years or 8 years, she needs not to be beaten physically. That's a corporal punishment.
She
also be called to order.
All right.
And give reason why those things you don't want him to do must not be done, because these are the disadvantages. So you have to make them to learn from the example of order.
Okay.
Like a nini. who was executed in Benin, and many others in the Bible.
Okay.
And the Bible said that do not anger a child to rot, or else it will turn against you. And many boys or men have turned against their father.
Yeah,
I remember a situation in the camp, a lawyer, what they call that, this is the higher order, was, you know, whether he was abusing the son or using hot language on him, the boy killed him.
Wow.
Brought the dead body outside.
Wow.
Blood bleeding. And I think he's in prison now.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Many situations have come like that.
Mm.
If you take record, really young boys.
Yeah.
Right.
You, when you do not give enough reason, and then the action, using abusive language, what do you call it? Derogatory language.
Derogatory, yeah.
Tolerating language.
Mm-hmm.
It's also using a knife to hurt the head or the mind.
Thank you.
All right. I think she made a very valid point. She said from the age 15, instead of using like flogging or beating a child.
So 10 to 15, you should give them a reason.
Reason, like you talk to them.
Have a conversation with them.
I think that is actually correct, because at that time in the child's life, they're becoming teenagers. And, you know, teenagers most times are usually rebellious. It's so many things, societal rush, their body's changing, you know, their hormones are changing, too many things happening to them. So also mentally, they're usually unstable at that particular time in their life or phase in their life. So it's advisable that instead of you just imposing or, you know, imposing your, I don't know, imposing things on them, right, it's best that you have conversations with them at that stage.
That's right. It's 10:23. We are just laying the foundation, of course, of our conversation today, March 29, 2021. And guys, you are in the last days of the first quarter of the year. Give yourselves some accolades. You've done well. And I had to mention that, really. And we are talking on the Family Talk today, discipline and child abuse. The thin line. That's what we're going into, full effect. But now we'd like to hear from you what the weather is like in your neighborhood. 0700 993 993 993, and Facebook, we're live streaming now. For those who missed us on Facebook on Friday, or couldn't stream because on Facebook for some reasons, and today we are back right there. You could go and drop your comments and also be a part of this. And to those who participated in the Chester Life Challenge, another version is coming up very soon. I hope you'll be part of it.
Oh my goodness. 0700 993 993 993. If you're a woman, 01465 7190. And on WhatsApp, this person here says, Ike. Okay, this is Ike from Sangwe's. He's saying, how can an 18-year-old stop bedwetting? Ah, okay. I think I'm going to maybe send you a chart or a message to help you help that 18-year-old who bedwets. And he says, weather here is haze. Weather says there is haze. I can't find it around me.
Okay. We need to go on a break now.
Okay.
Be right back. Immortal.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigerian for 99.3. There's 36 on the clock right here. You're still hanging with Collins, Tekken, and Andrea. Oh, do we take, of course, the Tekkers. And our conversation is still centered around the family. Of course, here on Family Talk, we're asking you the question, where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line between child discipline and child abuse? We've heard and seen cases of parents beating up their children to the extent that the child is either bleeding or is filled with marks. You know, several cases, right, where we have children who are even scared of their parents because of the way and manner they're being disciplined, so to speak. So where do we draw the line? Where do we call such a thing child abuse? And when do we call it discipline?
We pretty much wanted to sample your opinion on what you know about discipline and child abuse, and to also highlight the differences between discipline and child abuse, and understudy the your view on disciplining a child. Now, if you are a parent, you have experienced, for sure, anger towards your child for misbehaving, and it has always been expressed in a constructive way. Parents can and should discipline their children. And it is a parent's job, so to speak, to teach their children about, you know, expectations, rules, morals, and values. Now, children need to be given consistent discipline to be taught right from wrong, to be kept safe, and to learn what they can and what they cannot do, do's and don'ts, like they say. Now, the goal of discipline, of course, is to create an orderly, predictable, all right, stable, and fun world to enjoy and grow healthy. And this is according to prevent the child abuse, and of course, this will help prevent child abuse. If you get that definition correctly, the role of the parents in disciplining a child.
All right. And, you know, we're still talking about drawing the line. When do we call it child abuse? And when do we call it discipline, right? When do we say that it has gone past, I am disciplining my child, it has gone past, you are disciplining your child, to you have abused this child, both mentally and physically? Now, parents refused or have refused, or maybe do not understand that when you infuse some level of punishment to your child or in your child, it abuses them mentally. It disrupts their mental, what's it called now?
Flow.
Flow, kind of. You injure them mentally.
Yep.
There's something that goes wrong mentally. Now, that instills some kind of fear. They're afraid when you hear daddy's around, everybody's running away because they know that daddy is always flogging them or beating them or being too strict and what have you. You know. So now, when parents use too much force, he or she may abuse a child. Now, when you say abusing a child, that's crossing the line with when you're using too much force to discipline the child, then it becomes abuse.
Yeah. We'll get to a point where we'll define and see those thin lines.
The differences, right?
And see. But we really want to hear from you, and that's what our focus is, all right? Why the thin line between child abuse and disciplining a child. We're also aware of those who would come and say, you know what, that experience I had, you know, made me this, made me strong. Did it actually, you know, when you're abused in the name of discipline, does it actually make you strong? Does it, you know, teach you
the values?
Do you come out better in the society? If that's the case, why are so many people acting as if they didn't have home training? Just saying, guys. But, you know, there's a thin line, because the last time we had this flogging, I heard people say, well, I want to thank my parents because I would have been a wayward child. I would have been worse than this if they had not beaten me and all that. What if they had a conversation with you? What if they had shown you why wrong is wrong and right is right and why things are the way things should be the way? What if they had given you a reason beyond just, would you have been a better person? Just thinking aloud, guys.
I prefer that. I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, discipline. I don't have a problem with, you know, being strict or being disciplined, you know, to your children. But my problem is how, the manner at which you discipline them, right? What mechanisms do you use to discipline your child? Are you the punishment type? Are you the flogging type? And how well do you think all of this disciplinary mechanisms, how well do you think they have helped to model your child, so to speak? So hit us up. I want to hear from you this morning. 0700 993 993 993.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Check, check, check. Is it equal to one?
Yes.
I take it, you know, it is equal to one. One plus one is one.
Yes, yes, so that's right. In this case, yes, you are very correct.
Wow. Wow. I've been trying this line for ages now. Yeah. I've been looking, I talked to you last anyway, before your Tech Edimiji.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
yo. When Ruth was there and go there, in fact, that was the last time I talked every day. Just like, mm. In fact, it's Kingdom of God Survivor, and so I finally must take it by force.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah. Anyway, I will say.
Your name, you didn't tell us your name and your...
AD.
Okay, AD.
AD, yes. I actually call it from one site like that, Alan Corridor.
Okay, great. Let's talk.
So, and you see, my father is late. But you know, anytime I thought of my father, I scared. I just, in fact, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I'm telling you, because the way you read about like Jerry, what kind of a scared I revive in my life?
Hmm.
Yeah? For months and skin. Koboko, they call it Koboko.
Yeah.
You know, but you, there are different kind of mouth, false mouth, wire, you know.
Wow.
But thank God, it beat me that time, eh? I would have been, I'm a small shadow. I'm very stubborn.
So do you think that if he had sat you down and had a reasoning with you and made you understand what was wrong and right, that'd be better?
Okay.
I'll say that. Okay. I have one of my boy that is that carry that thing now. Sometimes I just look at it. If I should treat you with my father treat you, okay.
Oh my.
But I thank God for my teachers in school.
Okay.
That taught me. In fact, you remember then they will write F behind you. They will carry you with pankere. You know what they call pankere?
Yeah.
That thick thing.
You know it.
I fear those. That time, no. Made me, and then where after then, I'm from Muslim background, but I thank God that it's a missionary school whereby we are taught word of God.
Okay.
And those won't bring me back home. It's not about Cain alone.
All right. So how do you, how do you discipline your children now? That's what we want to
do. I don't too beat them. Okay. I just what they like going to grandma's place, going to want to go and watch movie, or you want to your cartoon. Network. You will not watch cartoon from this house in the next 3 days.
Mm.
But yeah.
Okay.
And they'll tell daddy, please. Okay. I will not get to shama.
Okay.
That. But my wife don't spare them because I do fight my wife. I think that your children, any little thing, any little thing, anywhere is entry.
So
you don't bring them at this.
How do you draw the line between abusing them and disciplining them?
What would you call abuse?
Abuse. Yeah, I abuse. Yeah, I don't think I will abuse them because you see, I have male children. This one is I don't call because the way I discipline them, I don't call them until you start. You can't beat them to sleep for that. They will be coming, blood will be coming out. No, you don't do that. Even my wife, I do fight. Whenever I pinch them, sometimes I'll say, what is wrong with you? Why pushing them like this? Because of, you want to kill them, your parents will remove blood from your body. What's the meaning of this?
Okay, right.
So. You see all those things. It's not something that we
should encourage.
It's encouraging. You can just remove something that they like.
That's right. That's right.
Once in a while, you do not spoil. Cane them. Sometimes just cane them.
All right. Great. Fantastic. Made the point. Straight. It was a bit lengthy, but I enjoyed the story. More calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
Yes. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
Okay, my name is Yellow. I'm calling from Medu.
All right, good to have you here.
From Medu, wow.
I somebody walked this up with my brother this morning.
Okay.
I remember when I was growing up, my dad is a very kind of sweet man. Whenever we hear, bicycle have a kind of home. Very. When we hear about my dad is sad, when we hear that game, on you like this one coming, everybody have to go and find your service. But my dad, and then I want to give to you. If you didn't go to heaven, you're not even going to because you measure that blood all over your body whenever you commit. So then, I was very stubborn, though. I'm telling you, I was very, very stubborn to my dad. So they have said sometimes, my dad is a different from one day, this is the thing, I went to bush to go and scatter all the whole thing that used to plug Tawantapa from the street. I was very stubborn. So, but now, when I was growing up, become adult, I know that sometimes when I thought those things, I know that, yes, it's a training. And that training, it helped me to build up my family.
Mm. Are you saying that the discipline you experienced from your parents was what shaped you?
Yeah, sorry, what did you say?
Are you saying that the discipline you experienced is what shaped you?
Yes. Very well.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Wow. Okay. It seems like a lot of people are with the discipline, and we're still trying to find out, where do you cross the line? I mean, we've had cases where people, I mean, do you know this punishment where parents will tear your skin, put pepper inside?
Yeah, I had that once.
Or I remember, oh God, this is crazy. This is the height of child abuse. And if you're a parent and you do this, you should be arrested. Parents who, you know, put pepper in the privates of their children.
Hmm.
Maybe their children must have done something wrong. Maybe they stole from the pot, or maybe they did something that wasn't so fair, you know, or went against your rule or whatever.
Hmm.
And then you decide to spread their legs and you put pepper in their privates.
You need to be... You need to be persecuted. You need to be examined mentally if you...
Parents do it. There's some guidance. There's some parents that do it, and they call it discipline.
If you've ever experienced that, please, don't keep quiet. That person should be arrested, I'm just saying. Anyways, let's even help with the definition of abuse. Now, it usually involves the willful and intentional harm to the youth that could lead to physical, mental, emotional, or sexual injury. Now, while it is possible to intend to do harm and cause the child abuse, many parents are unaware that they crossed the line into the area of child abuse.
That's right.
Now, too much force applied to the punishment can leave marks, break bones, and traumatize the child. So, some people have been abused over the years, all in the name of punishment.
That's
and
right.
Even they themselves are not aware that they were abused.
That's right.
Now, whether you are aware or not that you're abused is not the question. It's the most important thing is that you're abused. That does not mean that because you are not aware that you're abused, you are not abused. And the effect of someone who has been abused will not tell on you. It's not true. You might be saying, no, to me, it was discipline. As far as I'm concerned, I take it as a discipline. But it has affected you, because it's not just affecting you emotionally. It's not affecting you physically. There's mentally, there are
That's
different
right.
ways.
That's right.
So I think it's a serious conversation at the same time. We have to really talk this matter and get into it.
You mentioned that some parents are unaware that they might be abusing their children. So to them, they're thinking that it's a form of discipline, but they are not aware that they're actually abusing the child. I remember a caller who said anytime his father is dead though, but he remembers his dad and he's scared.
Yeah.
That means he has been traumatized all the discipline and abuse that he has experienced by his father.
That's right. And the same person will tell you, man, he thank God that he was treated
that way.
So it's a virtual contradiction.
Wow.
It may be a problem you're faced with that you don't know. And today we're here to talk about this. What's up, Lagos?
Would you call us back? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the governor from Badagry.
Welcome, governor.
Yeah, first time caller.
Wow, welcome to the family.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, good topic. Fantastic topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talking about discipline
Child abuse.
Child abuse. Yes, I had a very disciplinary father.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I found out to discover that he was doing a good thing for us. Yes, really built me up. Then another discipline I got is from the boarding school.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. So the boarding school building discipline really made
us different from the one we get at home.
Okay.
From our parents. So the school really touched my life, saved my life. Talking about child abuse.
Yeah.
I saw people beating their children to coma.
Hmm.
It's wrong. That is child abuse. No matter the offense, you need tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
You must draw the line. You must call the child. You can spank the child and let the child understand the reason why you spank
the child.
Him or her.
All right. Right. Thank you.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah, that is it.
All right. Those who say the discipline they were given helped them, molded them, made them who they are. I'm more interested in how were you disciplined?
Yeah.
What was the disciplinary mechanisms or measures put in place
mm-hmm.
that you might have been abused? Remember, you might have been abused. Just because you say you have not been abused does not mean you are not abused.
Yeah.
All right, it's not a court of law where you know you can what you say held against you. This is a situation where you have been abused and you do not know. That is why we need to go back to, that's why I tried to do a bit of a definition of what abuse is. So we have a number of lists of things that are differences and thin lines between abusing a child or being abused and being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from what I've heard and what over the years treating this conversation from different angles, I think a lot of people have been abused. Abuse all in the name of discipline. And they don't know.
That's right.
And the same people who say, man, I thank God for that experience.
It shaped
me. Maybe if you found out what actually happened to you was not necessarily discipline, it was some kind of abuse, you know, masked in the definition of what discipline was called in the time, you might want to. That might just be the step of you healing from that abuse. One thing about abuse is that abuse does not leave you alone. It leaves you with scars, whether it's emotionally or physically,
that's
or
right.
mentally. You mm-hmm. will go get as those scars are what you now become a trouble in the society, your relationship with your wife, with your children. You know, you may not necessarily adopt some of those things, but they have an impact on you, and whatever affects you affects those around you.
I also wanted to ask this question. When parents say they're disciplining the children, when you see parents who go extra mile or, you know, apply so too much force when it comes to disciplining their children, could it be a case of anger management?
I know a lot of parents are already singing to the vibe of that, but we're in a family talk and we are having a conversation, the thin line between child discipline and child abuse. For those who are joining us for the first time, welcome on board. We are the Techers, and this is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have 30 more minutes to be here together, and then at half past an hour, we'll bring you the Power Solutions, but we need to conclude this conversation, yeah?
That's right. Baby Shark is just coming to my head. What's going on?
What's going to happen?
Baby Shark.
You want to sing it?
Baby Shark. Anyway, was he trying to draw the line between child abuse and, you know, discipline?
Okay.
Right? So, what are the examples of crossing the line? All right. You mentioned breaking the bones. You mentioned drawing the arm, leaving marks on the body. Okay, let me just give examples of crossing the line where you can say, okay, this is no longer discipline, but this is child abuse. Now, when a parent breaks the child's bone after pulling his or her arm, dislocates the shoulder or any part, or leaving scars or bonds behind on a child's body, is crossing the line. However, different forms of punishments are damaging in the long term that may require counseling or therapy. such as being locked up in a closet for several hours or being humiliated. Now, some parents will say, now waiting fit and be that. I remember when we were in school, still back to this bedwetting thing. I remember in secondary school, a certain parent brought the child to school with the clothes that the child wore at night. That was, you know, stained with urine. Brought the child to school and told everybody to laugh at him that he bedwets at home. I remember that day. It was so humiliating. He was, I mean, he couldn't even look at all of us the next day and the following day since, I mean, it tarnished his self-esteem in school.
And that's more abusive than...
Absolutely. Now, to the parents, they felt that they were disciplining the child. I mean, they were trying to help the child to stop bedwetting. But it was a high level of child abuse.
And some people just go to the extreme, really, if you look at this matter.
As it is, that child, I'm very sure, I don't know where he is right now, but I'm sure that in the long run, he would need some level of therapy or counseling to help him with his self-esteem again.
Lines are buzzing, messages on WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's right. We have messages on WhatsApp. I'm so sorry that I haven't taken any. Okay, let's see. Maggie Kari from Ijegun says, Collins and Odobi. All right. You people are doing a great job. I commend you always. Now, you can punish a child mildly and he would learn from his mistakes. It is when you overdo this that is called child abuse. All right. Let's see. This person says, my parent never beat me, but my husband's dad beat him with belt mixed with pepe. Let's see. Edoze Din Naji says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my amiable couple. My folks never really flogged my siblings or I, unlike some of our peers. But as a parent now, I only spank and ask them to face the wall. Now, who beating help? And he says, what's up, Lagos? Now, Lekor from Ikoti says, it's not abuse, Ja. He says, please spare the rod and then spoil the child. I encourage the use of cane or spanks once a while. Let them know why. Talk to them most times and make references from other experiences. This is quite a lengthy message here. This person says, the techers, I have a lot to say, but let me just drop this here. Back in secondary school, our maths teacher uses two canes to flog us. Each cane... on both hands, and before he flogs you, you will touch your toe and he will flog your back, your spine. Now that alone is child abuse, right? But I can tell you today that his action helped me a lot. That action has produced masters in mathematics and statistics. Okay. Graduate in maths related course.
Okay, myself,
I studied maths and statistics. I was someone then who disliked anything that has to do with calculation. We still talk about him today. My point is, there are some drastic actions you need to take just to set a child in the right course. As much as I am against abuse, I still believe that a child should be disciplined and should know the offense that warrants sort discipline from. Okay, this is from Lovely James. Nobody is saying that discipline is wrong. That's, I think we have to let you understand. Nobody is saying that to discipline a child is wrong. We're saying, where do you cross the line? See, forget that this person is a child, but also remember that child is also a human being, and that child will definitely grow up to be an adult one way or the other. Now, the experiences that this child is experiencing, you know, would definitely have a ripple effect on him in the nearest future. Right.
That's it indeed. And I know that a lot of people will want to say, like I've mentioned it already, we already mentioned it, that people will say, well, the discipline that I got from school, my parents, the beating, even though it was abused, but it shaped me. I don't understand. Yes, we all thought that way. I even thought that way. I used to give kudos to my teachers in school for flogging us. Me when they talk to you, you know the flogging where I go through, you know, they used to allow the whole class, if you want to punish you, right, you stay in front of the class, and then if there are 20 or 30 people in that class, in secondary school, they all will come up and give you a knock in your head. In fact, they'll call your friends to give you what they call, I can't remember how it's called locally, but then you used to call it one name in Cameroon. But look, the whole class will come in front and say, okay, all of you, go and pick a spot on that person's head and knock. This is how extreme some people... I know these things are still being practiced in some places. So, Will I now say, okay, because I passed my maths and I made it, you know, through those experiences, does it change the fact that it was an abuse? It was an abuse. We're not trying to make a case. We're trying to say these things have effect.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You may have passed your exams. Yeah. You may have moved on. You may have, you may even look at it like, hey, those experiences.
But it has
an effect on you that you may not agree, but fine, you definitely would need to deal with.
Now, one of it is the fact that, okay, to you, you feel like, oh, the way you were beating was what shaped you. Mm. Now, there's that subconscious telling you that you have to do the same thing to your child.
Yep.
You know, because that's what shaped you. Mm-hmm. Forgetting that your child is a different human being.
Mm.
This other man, I want to take this. Ugoma from Ago says, good morning. I had such experience. My mother put pepper in my private part.
Wow.
What did you do?
It's not, whatever you did. What?
Wow. I told you that it's real. This happens.
Man. No, I've used blade on my body before and put pepper in it. Yeah. And that was that. What I did was I ate honey. You know, I went to steal honey. I had a whole bowl of honey in
Why did you steal honey?
I was still small. I was a child now, small pekin. It was sweet. So I went there and raw direct from the, you know, they went to get raw direct honey. And keeping that, okay, we'll be using you. We should not lack honey, no need. I was going there small. You see, had the comb, you know, the soaked comb. Without the very sweets, man, it's like, so, I won't lie, I went there steady.
So you deserved it.
I went there steady. I didn't deserve anything.
You deserved it.
I deserved punishment, but not to the point where I ran to the bush, you know, everything in my body. Anyways, but that was the experience. I now know that it's an abuse. I can't treat my child that way. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, you see, Deke?
Yes, please.
Let me tell you a story, You see, sometimes it's not mainly cane that you use and punish a child.
Okay.
When I was small, do you know how my father and my mother used to punish me?
How?
They would tell me, you will not eat today. You will not eat morning, you will not eat afternoon, you will not eat night, Then reaching in the evening, around that kind of season, your eyes will now red. Hey, then you know, say there is, you really commit offense. And this is the real punishment. So when my eyes is red like that, all the food will be with there. They will not show you the food. They will hide it somewhere. Until when I see that you are sweating in that hungry as God. They will now tell you, say, oh yeah, go to that place, go and collect your food and eat. Then when you eat finish, you know the next thing that will come in, you will go and lie down and sleep because your body will now weak. So when you now come out, if they tell you to go and do wrong thing next year, you know.
That's true. I mean, that's a way.
that is the way.
Okay.
But it's affecting us now. It's affecting our children now because no longer beat them the way they do us that those days.
How do you think it's affecting them?
It's affecting them in everything because one, they are not concentrated. Mostly reading their books. In doing other things that normally, you know, when they flog you in school that time, maybe because you commit one offense in the school or the other, maybe concerning your education, maybe you didn't know math, you didn't know English, and somebody, people laugh you, your class people laugh you when they call you out of the class, out to come and read, and you don't know how to read, and even you cannot speak English, you know, you were totally lost in that place. Then that will motivate you to go home
and read
and find somebody that will teach you how to read. So those things are not there in the school again. That is why our education is falling, because there is no more discipline. I think, you know, say we used to cut a bush before. They will ask you to go and cut that field there, that cost so portion. That will make you to be serious with your education, that you are here for something. Those things are not there again. We are too pampering our children these days, and it makes them, society is not balanced because of all those things. So we need to return some of those things back to our children.
All right.
Make them know that this life is not so sweet like that. But the world now is so sweet that we forget our culture. Thank you
so much. Appreciate. I experienced that clear portion. When you're punished, I fought with a girl one time. Yeah, don't laugh at me. We was in school, secondary school. She beat me, actually. A lady beat me. And then they punished her, actually. And then they asked me to also clear a portion. And that process was there. While clearing that, I did that for 3 days. And I realized that I was talking to myself like, I won't do this again. Because the pain. So, I don't know. Some of those things worked. I don't know. What is the best way to discipline a child? Or what are the ways to discipline a child in a present-day reality? Because there's wokeness. So
I know. There is. I think that a lot of parents are not attentive to the children. Because I think child A is different from child B.
Yeah.
Child C is different from child D. Uh-huh. That is if you have 4 children. So what applies to, you know, the first child might not what
necessarily
applies to the second child. Mm. So what you were disciplining child A with and the child will change might not be what you discipline child B with and that child will change or take heed to what you're disciplining them for. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it still comes back to the parents understanding their children, knowing what works for what child.
That's right. Very, very correct. Because I know someone who was punished by not eating food. The guy invests Komoto. He leave house.
This
I didn't come
matter.
Back. I didn't come back. Say he won't eat food. But he don't want to punish me. He want to kill me. And had that mindset. I refuse to see the reason behind being punished from eating. Mm. So it depends on the child.
That's
and
right.
The level of the child's exposure and the type. The child's mind, everybody's mind works differently.
That's right.
And the personality, like you said, I totally agree. Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, Tekes.
Who do we have?
So happy to hear your voice, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to have you too.
First time getting you people.
Woo! Welcome. You made it.
Time.
You made it.
Man, I'm so happy. I'm
you
so
made
happy,
it.
Man.
We're happy for you too.
My name is Chinedu, call all the way from Shomolu.
All right.
Okay, Chinedu, welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, the best way, I think, I remember when I was in, because I went to army school, mm-hmm. command.
Okay.
Which is Oshodi.
Huh.
I remember one particular time, there's this, my schoolmate, or my classmate, rather. You know, army school, everything, our motto then, I don't know if they changed the motto, our motto then was discipline and knowledge.
Hmm.
And they merge the two, as in the two go hand in hand, they go pari passu.
Okay.
They discipline you, that you, knowledge must be there too.
You learn sense.
There's this particular guy, There was this particular day, the guy just went out of the class. The next thing we heard was, break time. And this boy, we call him, his name is Yemi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, so stubborn. So the moment our RFM, heard that in every time. They asked our RM, they called this man that disciplined us, they call him Arupi.
Okay.
You know, they asked him to go get that boy. Immediately, the guy came to the Arupi came to our class. They called this boy outside. You know what they did to this boy? They asked this boy that, and if you see the field, this grass, you will clear the grass as in this boy, every day this boy come to school. The boy will go to the school, remove his socks, his standard, his uniform, go inside the field, start clearing it, very, as in the portion, very big portion. Every day. To the extent, the boy even used cutlass to cut his finger.
Wow.
Nobody told me, sorry, who bought him, as in, the discipline not be here. And if the Arupi himself wants to discipline us, there was one particular time, my own self, not be small thing. This particular day, because then me, I was also stubborn. So there was one time I repeated class like this. Oh my God. So my father himself is a disciplinarian, was a disciplinarian.
Okay.
He now told, I never even knew, he told that Arupi himself to always deal with me. Anytime I misbehave. You know, this Arupi himself, if I was in a class, because I sit most time near the window, the man would just patrol around, you see him patrol around. The moment he just come close to our window like this, and there's this particular cane, he ties the cane together with rubber band. He will use this cane. I won't even know where the man just came out from. Just use this cane on my head. Bah, bah. See, ah, ah, okay, teacher, the class, ah, ah, oh, see, your bagger, your father, come outside. If you see frog jump, wow. Most time they will call, even, and another thing they do then was this. If a particular, like, if we're an SS2, and a particular class or student are making noise in a class, not from our own class, they know what they do, they will tell the whole of the SS2, the whole, not that particular class they know now, the whole of the SS2 come outside the field. You can't pull off, the boys will pull off their uniform.
So
you're putting on singlet, fine. If you're not putting on singlet, you're on your own. You pull off your singlet, you start rolling on the floor.
I know of command colleges or command school that they are disciplining. Oh. But what disciplinary measure do you think is best for children or for you from your perspective?
It really helps me.
No, I mean currently now, today now.
In today's world.
How do you think children, will you adopt that same style of disciplinary measures for children
like
today?
Like me now.
Would you adopt that for children today?
Yeah, I will adopt similar thing, not exactly that. Punishment.
Okay.
Punishment in the sense that if you misbehave, I will tell you to start doing frog jump.
Wow.
Or I'll tell you to smoke. You put your hand up under your nail.
Okay.
You start smoking.
Wow.
You know this kind of thing. By the time you sweat, start sweating, like your legs start shaking.
Okay.
Next time you will not do it.
Okay.
All right.
But does it always work that way? Some people just outgrow the punishment. They become strong, thick skin. I remember in school, at some level, the flogging could not go. Before we got to a certain class, secondary school, we're already clearing teacher, clearing everybody. You know that kind of thing. Some of these, we had kids that were already. They turned to notorious kids. Even the teachers could not control. It all started from, I want to punish you. Well, let's get some more messages and the more calls coming in, because we're wrapping up before you know it.
Okay, so Perez from Paris. Wow, good to have you here.
Bonjour, Perez.
What's up, Lagos? I disagree with the man regarding starving a child to teach the child a lesson. It can result to the child eating outside and stealing due to pressure of hunger.
Yes.
Okay, right. Remember I said what applies to a child might not apply to another child. Another thing is your setting, your home. Are you the person where your child can, you allow your child to go out and play and you're starving the child of food? Moving on. no name now. And I would like for you to drop your name. This person here says, hello, the techies. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Let me just tell you guys my own shocking discipline. My mother then, when I was little, I think 18 or 10 years, I broke my dad's special plate. You know that fancy type? Okay. And she says, my mama so beat me. I started gushing out blood to the extent I passed out. And later when I woke up, I saw myself in the hospital. Later got discharged after 3 days. When I came back to my senses, I was just wondering if my mother was actually the person that gave birth to me. My mother can be. Okay, her name is Sophia. Sophie from Egbeda Ikotun.
Thank you, Sophie.
All right, this other person is saying, I would like for you to drop your name, right? If you're sending a text or a message, please drop your name. It's very important. This person says, the techies, I have a lot to say. Well, let me just... Okay, this is the person who sent a message earlier. Says, let's look at what's happening abroad and the level of lawlessness and indiscipline in the children, how it has affected the society. You see where a child takes a gun to school and kills someone. Even the scripture says, withhold not correction from the child. Okay, I think we've explained earlier that nobody is saying that discipline is wrong. I think you should understand that. Nobody is saying you should not discipline a child. Mm. We're saying, where do you draw the line between you disciplining them, that is you having to discipline them, or abuse them in the process of you disciplining them? I mean, I think that's clear. We shouldn't go past that.
All right.
Tolulokpe says, good morning. I was abused when I was young by my father because I took my mom's money. He took me to my school then and publicly disgraced and naked me in front of the whole student on the school field. That created fear and a low self-esteem to me up until today. That affected my relationship with my dad. Up till now, we don't really talk.
You see? How on earth? Anyway, I'm just saying.
Okay, this person here, Ayodeji from Lagos, says, what's up, Lagos? I remember back in secondary school days at our boarding school, some people were punished with having to break very big termite heels. In the course of this, they were being beaten by the termite. Some were even asked to dig peat. Okay, wow.
Wow. A lot of these messages are just scary thinking about it. But yes, people went through these things. We're just asking what the thin line between disciplining a child and also abusing the child.
I think that to some extent we've been able to, you know, share that distinction.
Yep.
That, okay, it is when you cross the line. It is when you beat them to stupor. It is when you abuse their mental state. It's when you take them, not as humans, but as dogs or animals, right? I mean, they are human beings. They have emotions. Mm-hmm. They have feelings. They can be spoken to, right? Nobody's saying don't discipline them, but how do you discipline them? That's what actually distinguishes or separates it from moving to abuse, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, let's see more messages coming in on Facebook. I'm trying to refresh to get the messages there, but we are streaming live still. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Aha, no wonder. I knew something was wrong because I was trying to get the comments on Facebook and they were far from me.
We have just 5 more minutes to go.
Oh, la, la, la. It's a lovely couple, and that's coming from Jerry. Jerry, a shout out to you, Prince, at this on your Sunday. Adenola says, Collins and Andrea, take care. Thank you. Davi said, too much flogging makes a child hardened, and that is an example of discipline that becomes abuse. I prefer scolding and punishment or grounding or restrictions. Yes. Good morning to you guys. Paulina Sarkori from Garki. Shout out to you, Paulina. We say shout out to you. Michael Collins says, it becomes a child abuse when the child continues to get spanked on at any mistake. Most times, taking the child...
Talking to the child
solves it better. Esther Kane. Shout out to Esther Kane. I can't keep this information all alone on how God cured my... Okay, you were cured. Shout out to you. Abodere Adesanya Payne, enjoying you guys. Thank you so much for that. If there's a child, there must be punishment. You see, if there's a child, there must be punishment. What kind of punishment? When does it become child abuse? Someone, Dozy, shout out to you. He's watching from the United States, from Houston, Texas. Shout out to you, my brother. I'm really excited to see you here, man. How far, bros? And a big shout out to Mrs. Muoto Uloma. Hey! Uloma Treasure, how are you? My in-law, how are you? It's a child abuse goes beyond actually spanking or inflicting physical injuries on the child. I believe using some words that can make the difference. Well, thank you so much, in-law. That says, correct, in-law. All right, let me finish the message. Okay, it says, let me quickly finish that. That can make... injuries on the child. I believe using some words that can make the child feel less of his or herself is child abuse.
That's right.
Starving a child in the name of discipline is also child abuse, he says. Parents and guardians should learn ways to instill discipline in the child without having to inflict injuries. Say no, say or do something to lower the child's self-esteem. You know, that message is quite lengthy. And I must say thank you. And it's very, very detailed. Guys, you can go on Facebook, check the message, specifically that message from Uloma Treasure, my in-law.
Shout out to you. I love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting.
Man, a lot of messages on Facebook. I have to go back on Facebook and personally comment and follow up with people right after the show, because we have to run now. Power Solutions is on the way.
Wow.
The messages on WhatsApp are coming in. The calls are banging.
Should I ask? Did you just wake up?
No, they were there. So we didn't refresh.
I mean, mean, even on WhatsApp, I mean, messages are just coming back to back on WhatsApp, and our time is really fast spent. I don't know if
we have
really
a part two tomorrow.
This.
Part two tomorrow.
All right, let me quickly take this message. Says,
quickly,
good morning, techers. I and my sister were disciplined by our dad while we were young. Mm. He would use pepper in our eyes, and while he canes us. Wow. The whole yard knew and fought at this kind of punishment. We feared that that day we just unconsciously distanced ourselves from him. It dealt with our self-esteem. Mm-hmm. We almost became anti-social. Hmm. Wow.
All right. Thank you so much. That's it. We would certainly have a part two of this. Mm-hmm. It seems Lagos seems to want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. We'll have another angle. We hear more of your story and your comments and read some of these comments that we couldn't take today. Power Solutions on the way. Andrea.
That's right. So at this point, I'm going to step aside for the Power Solutions program. Yeah. Collings and Weeboba will be here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping aside.
Thank you so much for making this fun. We'll be here tomorrow together again, right?
That's right. I will be here. Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Andrea. Odwobi. Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke. God bless you. God bless Nigeria. God bless our homes. And stay tuned for Power Solutions.